Proof, the novel by Dick Francis, dramatized by Ernest Dudley, with Nigel Havers as Tony Beach. Part 5.
I'd welcome the chance to get away with Flora to Martineau Park races, from the horrors of the party at Jack Haythorne's, and then Zarak's murder at the Silver Moon Dance. Flora has said she wanted me to help her cope with one of her husband's owners, Orkney Swale. He was a tricky customer who had a horse running in the third race called Breezy Palm, and it was during the race that Flora suddenly saw her son, Junior, in the crowd. She was certain it was he.
I think Breezy Palm's having a go, yes. Rally calls fading, and Chieftain's right out of it. Showtime's looking less enthusiastic, but Desborough's going stronger every minute. I don't think Firefly hasn't quite got what it takes. Breezy Palm's looking good. It could be a close one.
He's got a chance. Don't use your whip, you stupid... I told you
I'd... Oh, to win, Breezy Palm. Oh, Tony, is he going
to... Well, he's definitely in there.
Come on, you bugger!
Desborough's in front, but not looking so happy as he was. Showtime won't show in time now, and Firefly's light is going out. It's Desborough. Desborough with Breezy Palm, the only threat. He'll have to fight for it, and fighting he is.
I think he's going to make it.
Oh, my God. Oh, Tony, how extraordinary.
What is it? What's wrong?
It's my son down there. It's Kenneth
what?
Junior. It's him. It is.
Where?
What on earth is he doing here? He's not supposed to be here.
They're neck and neck. Has Desborough shot his boat? Can Breezy Palm get up there?
Your son?
Yes, Kenneth.
Are you sure it's your son?
Well, of course I'm sure.
Well, where is he? Can you point him out?
No. Wait, he's gone. He's gone. Oh, Tony.
Desborough's still in there. And now, out of the blue, Articulate. Yes, the second favorite. Articulate. It's been out of sight up to now. Articulate's coming up on the outside. Can he snatch it?
Articulate? Where's he come from?
Bloody nowhere.
Can Desborough hold on? But it's Articulate charging through like a fire engine. And they're coming up to the post. He's got it. Articulate's got it by nose. Desborough, second. It'll be a photo. But I'm sure Articulate just made it. And Breezy Palm, who suddenly faded, third. Quite a race, I think you'll agree.
Oh,
that bloody jockey. We'd have got him with him.
Bad luck.
Yes, I'm so sorry, Orkney.
I warned him not to use the whip, and he left it too late anyway.
Well, a horse can only do his best.
I thought Breezy Palm was going to make it by a whisker, but then Articulate seemed to come out of nowhere. A wonderful job by Johnny Jones, got an inch of his nose in front of Desborough.
What will you do, Orkney?
What do? What do you mean, do?
Well, I mean, will you go down and...
We'll go down and congratulate the bloody jockey.
Well, I'm sure he did his best. After all, he was...
He left it too late, I tell you. I know that horse. If he'd got the message just a few seconds before, he'd have won it.
Well, you told him not to hit the horse. You can't have it both ways, Orkney.
You know nothing whatever about it, my dear.
Well, after all, he was beaten by the second favourite, so...
No excuses. When it's close like this one was, the jockey who wins the race.
I'll go down, shall I, Orkney, just to say a word.
If you've got the right jockey on board, what? What do you say? Oh, yes, miss, we'll do as you please, Flora. I don't want to know.
I'm sure Jack would want me to.
And shall I come with you, Flora?
Oh, would you, Tony, dear?
Yes, of course.
I feel I must.
Sure. Come on, then.
Thank you.
Result of the photograph confirms Articulate first, Desborough second, third place, Breezy Palm. Distances are short head, half a length. And the prices, Articulate 7-2, Desborough even, Breezy Palm 7-1.
Oh, thank God you're with me, Tony. What can I do about Junior?
Well, I don't see what you can do except wait for him to get in touch.
Yes, but why is he here? I thought he was in Australia.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mustn't load you with my troubles. Only, you see... Well, he's been up to something. Oh, I don't know what, but his father thought a holiday.
Oh, I see, yes.
So he packed him off to Australia. He went, I know, 2 weeks ago.
Yes, but are you quite sure it was your son?
Well, of course, I'm absolutely sure. He was down there just below us. He looked up.
Did he?
Yes, I'm sure he saw me.
Did he wave or smile?
No, he didn't. When he saw I'd seen him, he turned away. Oh, and then there was all the excitement of the race, and then when I looked again, he'd gone.
It's all right, Flora. If he wants to get in touch with you, he will.
Yes, but Tony, he is supposed to be in Australia. His father paid his fare and everything.
Well, perhaps he didn't like Australia. And I believe some people don't, you know.
Yes, I'm sure it's the best thing for him. But when his father had gone to all the trouble and expense...
Well, I expect he'll get in touch and explain everything.
You don't think it was him, do you?
Well, if you say so.
Oh, dear. Look, I must go. I must speak to Jack's head lad. It was most upsetting Breezy Palm didn't win. I thought he was just going
yes,
to...
Yes, I know, but you know how things are.
Anyway, I'm glad Orkney decided against having a word with the jockey. He would have been most unpleasant.
The only one who seemed to take it all philosophically was Breezy Palm himself, sweating, tossing and skittering about. The jockey was quite pleased with his performance. In fact, what the horse had lacked, he thought, was experience, but he had the heart. When we returned to Orkney's box, there was food and drink going round. Orkney was complaining about the caterers.
Why, it's disgraceful. The buggers charge bar prices. 150% profit on a bottle of scotch.
Well, caterers do have big overheads, of course, but to charge by the tot in the box...
Outrageous. I spoke to Larry about it, but it's nothing to do with him, of course.
Larry?
He'd taken over supplying the caterers with booze. In the old days, one brought one's own food and drink, but now the caterers have an absolute stranglehold. It's local people who should be providing the drinks, not this huge conglomerate.
Yes.
If enough people complain to the clerk of the course, I don't see why I shouldn't get the system put back to the old ways, do you?
Well, it's worth a try.
Mm. Still, the food's excellent.
Yes, Isabella, the food's all right. Damn shame about Breezy Palm. He's lost his action. Back in July, when he won, he had a better stride, much more fluent.
Yes, I thought he ran pretty well in a strong field, especially since he's only a 2-year-old.
That's just the problem.
He might be better next year.
You think you've got a world beater, and then they start developing unevenly.
You won't keep him, then? He might be worth it. He fought to the end, definitely not a quitter.
He's going to the sales next week. The reason I wanted him to win today was to put his price up. Jack knew that, didn't he, Flora?
Oh, what, Orkney?
I said Jack knew the idea of entering him in today's race was if he won, it'd put his price up.
Oh, yes, Orkney, of course.
Larry Trent might have leased him. No, sell him by yearlings, that's my preference. Different runners each year, more interesting.
Didn't Larry Trent sometimes buy horses at the sales?
Larry Trent, yeah. Good eye for a horse, poor fellow. Bought horses for his brother.
His brother?
It was he financed Larry. When Larry bought a horse for 50, 70,000, even 100, it was with his brother's cash. Horses in training, they were. 3-year-olds, ship abroad.
Oh, I see, yes.
I only buy yearlings, of course. Get bloodstock agents' tips.
Was this his brother in the restaurant business?
I don't know. His trouble was he couldn't pick 'em. At least that's what Larry said. The one thing his brother couldn't do. Whereas Larry could. Oh, would you ask Jack, Flora, if he's got any ideas? Now Larry Trent's dead, who else could take on Breezy Palm?
Yes, I will. I'll tell him what you say. I know he'll be awfully disappointed about today. Wasn't it awful about Larry Trent?
Oh, yes.
As you say, he'd most likely have leased Breezy Palm.
Have some smoked salmon, Tony.
Thanks very much.
Rather good. I like the way you stood up for Breezy Palm.
Well, considering how immature he is.
He's been over-raced.
Well, I thought he did quite well. Got a lot of heart.
Orkney doesn't give a sod. All he wants is for his horse to win so he can flog it for a fat profit.
Well, I don't suppose he's the only one.
Did you know Larry's brother? Well, half-brother, really. But always known as his brother.
No, I don't think so. What was his name?
David, somebody or other, I think Larry said. I've never met him. Larry just talked about him quite a lot. Sounded envious to me.
Really? Why was that?
A big brother. Rich, powerful, successful. Devious, too, by the sound of things.
Well, hard to live with.
Want to know how you sell a racehorse abroad to California? A racehorse like Moondancer, for instance?
The jockeys have mounted and they're going down to the start for the fourth race of this afternoon's meeting in the Tideman Handicap. It's run over 1 mile, 2 furlongs, and there are 10 runners in the front.
I think we ought to be going, Orkney. Yes, we will be running along. I have got a lot to tell Jack.
Let him know I don't blame him for this afternoon's fiasco.
No, of course not. And I'll tell him what you say about you wanting to sell Breezy Palm.
You do that, and as soon as maybe, tell him.
After all, I'm sure we did our best.
Except that damn jockey. Good to have met you, Tony. Anytime you're here with Flora, glad to have you.
Thanks very much. Flora and I made our exit as quickly as we could. The shock of seeing her son, and she'd been very definite about it, plus the general excitement over Breezy Palm, had shaken her. For the time being, she was concentrating on the road ahead. I wanted to know more about Orkney, and Larry Trent, and the brother. Presently, Flora relaxed.
Whew, thank goodness that's over. Oh, I'd never have got through it without you. I'm so glad he liked you.
Liked?
Oh, yes, dear. He asked you back. That's practically unheard of.
Really?
You know, Jack didn't think Breezy Palm would do very well, but I'm sure he'll be pleased he got third place.
You know, I agree with the jockey, and he isn't really strong enough yet.
Orkney insisted on running him, as he said, to put up his selling price. What did you think of Orkney?
Well, I'd like to know more about his connection with Larry Trent. Apparently, they knew each other rather well.
But didn't I mention that to you?
No, not that I remember. And his girlfriend seems to know a bit about the brother.
Isabella?
Mm.
Was that what you were chatting about? She's very attractive, isn't she?
Well, if you go for that type, you've got to admire the way she puts up with Orkney.
I heard Orkney saying how Larry Trent bought horses for his brother and sold them abroad.
Which would explain about Moondancer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony, I still can't believe it. Junior appearing like that.
There wasn't much I could say to reassure her about her son. I just didn't know if she'd imagined it, or if Charter Junior really was back. If it were true, it could mean trouble. Who could fill me in on what we did now was, of course, Gerard. I was expecting him at 5:30. Larry Trent and the wealthy brother was something else he would want to know about. I dropped myself off at my front door just before 5:30, and Flora drove herself home. Gerard arrived on the dot, as usual. He brought young Charter's diary for us to check again. But first, over a large scotch, we listed the items of interest that had come up at Martineau Park.
Well, about young Charter.
Here we are.
Thanks, Tony. Cheers.
Cheers.
We can't be positive Flora did see him.
Well, she's very positive.
Mm-hmm. You can't rule out she might have been mistaken. A face in the crowd with a resemblance.
Well, if it was Junior, I suppose he wouldn't have had much difficulty slipping back into the country without anyone being any the wiser.
No problem. He owes a valid passport. He's not a known criminal. I'll put an inquiry through our Sydney contact first thing, though I doubt if they could guarantee their checkup's 100% reliable. After all, we'd already been advised he hadn't left. He was still there.
Yes, you told me.
Oh, by the way.
Hmm. What?
Phone my number again, same as you did earlier on.
Who'll answer?
I guarantee you I won't. Don't dial yet. Hear anything?
Well, I hear the dialing tone. Oh, I get it.
You heard it?
Yep, I heard it.
You asked me if Wilson was keeping tabs on you.
Yes.
Well, now you know.
Will it be the same at the shop?
Oh, probably not. They'll have learned by now you don't make personal calls from there.
Well, I don't like it much.
I know.
Do you do it?
Sometimes, if it's absolutely necessary.
You mean when you think it's absolutely necessary?
I already told you.
That's the way it works in this business.
And yes. Don't forget what games the other side play.
Okay. Now, where were we?
Well, we'd established that Charter Junior may be in the country again. So, what would be his purpose in returning?
Or how about, do we tell Dad?
Well, there are several questions to be answered if he is back. Like, how did he know Flora had gone to Martineau Park in the first place?
Well, that could have been a hunch. Or he could have found out one of Jack Haythorne's horses was running there.
Well, if I did buy that, I'd still ask what did he go there for.
All right. So, we play it by ear. And if he does show...
We act. Now, here's this notebook. The diary he dropped in the car on the way to Heathrow. His father thought there might be more in it that we haven't spotted up to now.
Let's have a look at it, then. He gave us the leader's arrack. Perhaps there is more. If only we can see it.
Well, I've marked up other entries which Charter thinks might give us something to go on.
Yes, so I see.
Those to which I partly know the answers.
Not like this one. August 16th, meet R.H. in Diamond.
That would be a club or a disco or something.
Where?
Probably Chelsea. He had a room there. We can check on that.
And R.H.?
A pal or a girlfriend.
August 18th, go to D.N. at W.G.
Well, D.N. would be a man or a girl he visits. There are a few more similar entries.
Yes, but W.G. is in small letters, not caps, so it's not someone's initials.
Ah, good thinking.
Well, he seems to be meeting DN for WG quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. August 28th, go to DN for WG with SN. So that's two people he meets for this mysterious WG.
Two people who share his interest in WG. A happening of some kind, but we don't know where or what.
Sexual?
Three people?
Well, it's been known.
Well, one thing we've got.
What's that?
If he has come back, this is what he's come back for. His diary.
Yes, and he's guessed his father had it. Mm. Went to Martineau Park to ask Mum if she'd get it for him.
Then chickened out. Well, I suppose it's possible.
Mm. If we knew what WG stood for.
And who DN was.
Only one bit of the jigsaw missing. Where does Paul Young come into it?
Well, that's where Junior's diary might give you something to work on.
Yes, go to DN for WG doesn't immediately seem to tie in with Paul Young. Hello?
Mr. Beach?
Yes?
Detective Chief Superintendent Wilson here.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Beach. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, not at all. I'm just relaxing over a large scotch, as a matter of fact.
I called in at your shop this afternoon, but was informed you were away.
Well, what did you want to know?
Oh, it's just your bottles of wine we've got at the station. We've finished with them. Done all the tests we need. You can have them back whenever you like if you still want them.
Yes, of course. I'll call and collect them.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's most cooperative of you.
Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Those bottles of wine. I'd almost forgotten about them. They're at the police station. I'm going to collect them.
The fake stuff?
Yes, the only evidence he's got once the thieves took the rest from the Silver Moon Dance. Now, where were we?
The diary.
Oh, yes. You'll leave it with me. I like to give it further study.
Oh, that's why I brought it, for you to run your eagle eye over.
WG. If only we could solve that one. Did you know that Larry Trent had a brother?
No. Why?
Well, I met a man called Orkney Swale at Martineau Park. Jack trains for him. He had a horse running.
Yes, Flora's mentioned him.
And also his girlfriend. She put me in the picture. Mm-hmm. Larry said his horse dealing was financed by his brother, which explains how he was able to buy expensive racehorses.
Do you believe in this brother? Could be pure invention.
Yeah, it could be. But one thing ran true. Mm. Orkney said Larry bought horses for his brother because his brother couldn't tell good from bad. About the only thing he couldn't do, he said. And that sort of grudge sounds like a real brother to me. Or at any rate, a real person. A partner, maybe.
You mean he acted as laundryman for his brother, investing the illegal money they needed to hide?
Now, the brother sets up the whiskey hijacks and supplies the cheap wine, while Larry Trent sells the stuff in his restaurant.
And they launder the proceeds by investing in racehorses. But
Then
what do you do with the racehorse?
You want to know how you sell a racehorse abroad?
I can hardly wait.
Orkney's lady, Isabella, filled me in. Larry Trent bought a horse called Moondancer at Doctor's.
Moondancer?
Mm-hmm. Flora told me about it. Oh, don't think he bought it for sentimental reasons. There was nothing sentimental about Larry Trent.
I can believe that.
But he knew a good horse when he saw it, and that was his special talent. And Moondancer was a good one. So, you've got your horse, and you want to sell it abroad. The next thing you need is a shipper.
A shipper, right.
Now, every racehorse has a passport. You know, like you have a passport, I have a passport.
If you say so.
And not only a passport, but masses of bloody export documents besides. You see what I'm getting at?
Well,
I'll draw you a map.
Most kind.
The shipper who shipped Moondancer would remember him. Larry Trent always used the same one whom he could trust to see his horses were specially cared for.
So he set up a line along which he passed everyone he bought.
So all you have to do is check out the shippers, and there aren't all that many. Check out the Californian agent who received Moondancer, and you just might know whose cash bought the horses in the first place. The owner for whom Larry Trent was acting.
California. That's where the cash is.
On the hoof, as it were.
Everything starts to point towards Larry Trent's brother.
Well, half-brother, really, but always known as his brother, apparently.
And his name?
Isabella didn't seem to know that. David something or other, she said.
Not necessarily Trent, if it's a half-brother.
Quite. Wait a minute.
What?
The diary. What is it? Go to DN for WG? David N, perhaps?
Well, perhaps. Just as easily Daniel, I'm afraid, or Deirdre.
Oh, well, you're going to be pernickety about it.
Tap.
What made you become a detective, anyway?
Investigative consultant, please.
Sorry.
Well, I was at business school. Done an accountancy course, but wasn't much looking forward to being an accountant. I mentioned to an uncle that I thought I'd like to join the police, and he said, why not the business police? I didn't know what he meant, but a friend of his steered me towards an agency for a trial year, and, well, that was that.
Any regrets?
No. I was brought up to respect that old-fashioned virtue, fair play.
Oh.
Well, I seek to restore fair play in a world which tends to think anything goes. I only achieve a bit, here and there. But whether you regard criminals as victims of their environment and all that, or as villains who simply choose to put their fingers on someone else's till, the fact is they damage everyone in their path. Mm. Well, I'm just trying to limit the damage done to poor devils like Kenneth Charter.
Oh, that reminds me. Something else about Larry Trent.
What?
According to Orkney Swale, Larry supplied drink to the Martineau Park caterers.
Did you sample the scotch while you were there?
Yes, but it wasn't the fake stuff. Not that that necessarily means anything. If they were on the fiddle, they'd probably put the fake stuff in the bars and supply the boxes with a genuine article.
It's worth checking. But I doubt if a big caterer like that would be in it. I'll get our people to make some inquiries.
You know something?
What is it?
I feel we're coming into the straight. Only there's not much time.
What do you mean?
It's just a premonition.
That's the scotch.
No, I feel that things are coming to the boil.
Ah, you're a bit overtired. Too much excitement all in one day. Well, if you have any more thoughts, phone. Is that a photo of your wife?
Yes.
You were a good-looking couple. How old was she when she died?
27.
So young?
Well, apparently it can happen at any age. She had a subarachnoid hemorrhage. It's something called Berry's aneurysm. In effect, a blood vessel split in her brain. She was pregnant. They couldn't save the baby. It was too soon. In another month, perhaps.
Life's most unfair.
She'd been having headaches on and off for ages. And then backaches. Nothing specific. Everyone put it down to her being pregnant. And then one Sunday, when she was nearly 6 months, she woke up with one of these headaches. They got worse and worse, and I tried to get a doctor, but, you know, it was Sunday afternoon. And then by the time an ambulance came, she was in awful agony, and there was nothing I could do.
My dear man.
She was in a coma for 4 days. They let me stay. Blood had been leaking into her brain and down her spinal nerves for ages. See, even if it had been diagnosed earlier, they couldn't have done much. Perhaps it was better we didn't know. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk about that.
No. No, Flora told me you clam up, she says, if anyone asks.
No, but this time, telling you has been a sort of release.
Good. And being alone?
Oh, I'm an only child. I never minded being alone until I got used to something else. But I'm basically all right alone. And I will be again. In the end.
Mm. We're all alone in the end. Good night, Tony.
Hmm? Oh, good night, Gerald. He drove away and I locked up and started tidying up. Well, I tried to sort out in my mind what had happened that afternoon. Flora, so certain she'd seen her son. And his diary. What did WG stand for? Orkney and his racehorses. I'd enjoyed that part. Breezy Palm doing his best, refusing to give in. And then Emma began to fill my thoughts. Normally, I said the absolute minimum whenever anyone had asked about her. But to Gerard, after months of silence, I found myself telling him more than I'd ever said before. Wanting to and not wanting to. Keeping my voice steady and not to cry. For God's sake, don't cry. And telling him all that I'd lost. All that might have been. Then the bloody phone again. Hello?
Tony? Is that you, Tony? Is this Henri Tavel?
Henri.
I have this news for you about the wine laborers.
Ah, tell me, Henri.
It is shocking, mon cher Tony. There is no Chateau Caillot in Saint-Estèphe.
Really?
There is no Chateau Caillot in Haut-Médoc.
Ah.
There is no Chateau Caillot in the whole region of Bordeaux.
Well, I thought there mightn't be.
As for the négociant Thierry et fils, There is no person called Thierry who is négociant in Bordeaux. As you know, some people call themselves négociants who work only in paper and never see the wine they sell.
Yes, I know.
But even among these, there is no Thierry.
You've been most thorough, Henri.
To forge labels is a serious matter. To forge a Bordeaux Chateau label and stick it on a bottle of wine, which is something else? Oh, mon cher Tony, it is heresy. Those forgers of Caillot, huh? They should feel the flame.
They will, Henri, they will.
I have your assurance on that?
Mm-hmm.
It is a truly shocking thing.
I did my best to reassure him the forgers would be caught and punished for their crime and hung up. I finished tidying and went up to bed, to the room where Emma and I had slept. 2 years, they said, was what it took. 2 years before the sun shone. After that, the lost person becomes a memory, the loss itself bearable. But how could I ever forget that it was her pregnancy that might have raised Emma's blood pressure, put too much strain on the slow leak? Pregnancy itself had tipped the scales towards death. We both wanted children, but the seed I'd planted had killed her.
In Proof by Dick Francis, Nigel Havers played Tony Beach, George Parsons, Gerard, Jennifer Piercy, Flora, Edward D'Souza, Orkney, Avril Clark, Isabella, Michael Kilgariff, the racecourse commentator, and Manning Wilson, Chief Superintendent Wilson. Proof is directed by Matthew Walters.